Talking some Tri-County Lady Mustang basketball here with Coach Miles Dustman over at Tri-County. Just got the score in from the game last night. It was Gilman City over Tri-County 54-40, as you kind of said, Coach. And yeah, I can kind of sense a frustration in your voice because you feel like in most games this season, the girls have been really competitive. They're just, you know, they're kind of frustrated because competitive and then not winning, that's almost harder in a way than not competitive, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's hard, but it's also incredibly encouraging at the same time. I've been telling my assistant coach, which fortunately it's my sister, Taryn Douglas, but I've been telling her for 2-3 weeks now that we're in every single basketball game, and at some point this season we're going to have a game where it really clicks and we're really going to wow some people. But, I mean, we played really well last night. Three quarters, we were right there with the three-seeded Gilman City Hawks, and this was our third time seeing them. And we feel like we've really started to figure them out in the last two times we've played them. And so we're really encouraged by last night, even if it didn't turn into a victory for us.
Yeah, you can, when you have a team that's looking to kind of end a losing streak, can you really look now, Coach, because you have a pretty good idea, unless there's a big upset, who's going to be in these consolation semifinals tomorrow night. Can you kind of break this down to tell the girls, okay, we got a four-game tournament. Let's see if we can win this thing by Friday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like I said about the South Harrison tournament. We go into every single tournament looking to get two wins out of it, and that goal is still intact at this point. We can go in on Wednesday and be incredibly competitive and come out with a victory, and then we can go win consolation. We almost completed that in the South Harrison tournament, and that's still our goal for the Gilman City tournament. It'll be our goal for the conference tournament. Just go get two victories, and that ends up being a victory for us. So it's just about going out and executing and having a solid game plan. And like I said before, the girls are really starting to figure out how to play at this level with such a young group, and it's really encouraging to watch these past couple weeks as like I said, we haven't had the victories in hand, but I feel like we're right at the top of the mountain, and we're about to break over at this point.
Unless there's a huge upset tonight, more than likely you would see North Harrison tomorrow at 4:30. Coach, have you seen the Shamrocks, or have a decent idea of what they have if that is the matchup?
I have seen them a couple of times. I feel like their season and our season has been eerily similar in that their record does not reflect how good of a basketball team that they are. They're a very well-coached team and are disciplined. And so just like any other night, we're going to have to bring our A game to come out with a victory. But like I said, their record does not reflect how good of a team they actually are.
Well, when you look at your team, Coach, you're losing, I know you're aware of this, you're losing a lot of games in that 5 to 15 point category. Is the more realistic goal, is it to get your 30 points per game up to 40, or is it to, giving up 45 to 50, is it to get that down into the 30s, or is it a little bit of both?
Well, for the past couple of weeks, a lot of those scores have been inflated due to us in the last 3 or 4 minutes, either pressing or in the last 2 or 3 minutes, having to foul at the end of ball games to just try to give ourselves a chance to try to get more possessions. And I feel like that's inflated the scores for the other teams quite a bit. Against Gilman City, we were with them within 10 points the entire game. We had it cut down to one at one point. I think it was about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, or maybe about 1 minute to go in the third quarter, but then they went on a little run. But I feel like our defense is actually playing really well, and without those inflated scores, because we're trying stuff at the end of the games to try to get more possessions, I feel like we're keeping most teams in the low 40s. So I think, honestly, it's getting comfortable on the offensive end, and that has progressed through the season. But if we can get the offense to that 45 to 50 range by the end of the season, I think that's really going to push us over the peak here.
Excellent insight. Final scores don't always tell you the story. Tri-County has been right in these games for the most part down to the fourth quarter. With a young basketball team, Coach, you're doing so many good things, but the girls just they haven't been able to give over that hump, especially when you're describing being in a 5-point game where possessions in the fourth quarter get big. Is that one of the learning points for the girls, is how to perform at their best when the stakes are biggest?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we've been emphasizing is playing with a lead, because our team isn't quite made to come back in these basketball games. We're not the greatest perimeter shooting team in the world, and we really like trying to throw the ball into the posts, into our senior post hands, Lucy Turner. And so if we can get a lead early, whether that's a 4-point lead, a 6-point lead, or an 8-point lead, and try to hang on and hang on with our defense, and by not turning the ball over, that's really our recipe to winning. And the last few games, we've actually executed that game plan for about a half or three quarters, and then we've had a bad 1 or 2 minutes that really let the other team get a lead. And like I said, we're just not built to come from behind. And so that's our recipe to success, and the girls are really starting to buy into that. And it's really exciting to see these girls start to get more comfortable playing at this high school level and gaining confidence as the season goes on.
Next game for Tri-County, 4:30 Wednesday. Opponent to be determined after tonight's contest over at Gilman City. So the early game, first game of four to be played at Gilman City in the consolation round, will involve the Tri-County girls again tomorrow at 4:30. Coaches, always appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Tom.